Mobile.
Morning, Ed. KK4 POT Mobile. How you doing?
Been pretty good. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Nothing over here. Just tootling on into work today.
Been a little bit late because of the weather and stuff. I'm just a little halfway overdone, but ain't gonna take me long.
Good. Yeah, we had, we had some thunder come through last night. Man, it was rocking and rolling. It done shook a bunch of my stuff in my shack. I even got up. I heard the thunder about 1 o'clock, and I thought, man, most of my stuff stays on all the time with my radios. And I said, I need to disconnect some of this stuff. So I hopped up real quick, turned it off, unplugged the antennas, and about 5 minutes later, man, we had one big old thing come through, and it started all my solar equipment monitors and all that kind of stuff sitting there, too, and all those things started going crazy, and I thought, oh, my word, man, it just hit something in the yard. But, it all started working again. Well, I guess today we'll see what happens.
Lightning and stuff, it probably had it confused.
Exactly, yeah, all my stuff's fused pretty good, so we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens when it gets light out today. I'll call the old wife after the sun comes up, see if stuff's charging, but we'll just see what happens.
That for the whole house, or are you just using that for radios?
For the radios and my wood stove, I can run my wood stove on it, for the blower on it if the power goes out of the house. It's not for the whole house. It's just kind of a backup system. It can run a decent amount of stuff, but it's not too crazy. But I got a good bit of panels out there in the yard, and so it might, who knows if it got some of them or whatever, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Nothing you can do in the dark with it.
There's nothing. It didn't touch anything.
Sure, I'm just glad I unplugged the radios when I did. Hopefully nothing, I didn't unplug the power to them, because I very rarely do I ever do that, but hopefully nothing did anything that way, but we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Stay dry out there so far?
I just got through walking the apartments, and of course, the bottom had to fall out while I was doing that, and now I'm over the next neighborhood, and it's barely raining.
Got just a little bit of some rain over here. Got a bunch of water coming up off the road from the cars, but not much is rain to speak about. But I think we're just to get just a little bit more before the rain goes out, I think. But what, like maybe up until maybe close to lunchtime, I guess, or late morning.
My phone, it was showing that we're going to have rain all the way up to Thursday morning.
I did see a chance of rain for tomorrow. It looked like maybe we were going to get a little bit of a break today, but I really didn't pay close attention to it. So, yeah, who knows? We might just be sitting around like ducks for a couple days.
Catfish go by the house in a rowboat this morning with a life jacket on, saying it's just too rough for him.
Hope to find something good. But, it's a mess out there right now.
Out of ground can hold much more.
The lightning protection on your radios. I got one of them 8-foot ground rods in the ground, and I got those lightning arrestors in the coax on each of the antennas. But that's kind of the bulk of it right there.
None of that stuff. I just undo the coax, toss it out the house, and unplug it from the wall. Keep my fingers crossed. I don't have radio grounded. I know somebody was talking, said a friend of his had a ground did radio grounded, and lightning hit the ground rod and went in and took out all his radios.
Yeah, that's a friend of ours, sure enough. They had unplugged everything except for the ground connection on the back of the radio, and still got fried. I mean, man, you can't win for nothing.
Why my radio's not grounded? I guess I should ground it, but that's the reason I don't.
Here, I don't do that either. Yeah, I guess it's trade-offs here and there. But anyway, got any good plans for this week?
Major, just same old, run paper route and hope to try and stay dry as much as I can while it's raining. And that's just about it, do a little HF in the morning.
Roger that. Well, good deal. Well, I'm rolling up, so I need to hop out of here, but man, it was good to catch up with you this morning. It's been a while. So good to hear you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. Enjoy that coffee when you get back home, and hopefully we'll get to catch you another day this week. So 73ZKK4POT.
And safe. Don't work too hard. I'm glad you're feeling better. So 73s, Tim. KF4 and AP clear.
TFW Moore.
Hey, good morning, young man.
Good morning. Good to hear you on the radio this morning. How are you?
Hard trying to stay dry. That's about it.
Yeah, that staying dry is going to be a full-time job today.
Got and walked the apartments and the downs. Then, of course, the bottom falls out. I climb in the truck, go to the neighborhood right next door, and it's barely raining.
Yeah, that's the way it works out, right?
The cloud looked down and saw me and said, I hate you.
What's this? Missed it. He said it was going to be 60 this morning. It's only 45 over here.
Yeah, what it is over here. I know it's hot.
Apparently warmer than it has been.
I like it. This rain's coming out of the northwest. That's the direction tornadoes come from.
Coming from the southwest, though, on the radar this morning.
The last one came through here and tore everything up. She came out of the northwest, so I've been watching it heavy.
I heard the thunder last night about, I don't know, 1 o'clock.
Been doing that all night.
Andrew, yesterday, and today's day 2 of a nuclear stress test.
2 of a nuclear stress test? Don't sound good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know what you take that test for, but I got to believe it's something to do with your heart, right?
Affirmative. I've had several. And it's all so they can look at the function of your heart and blood flow.
Stress is probably because he didn't have enough radio time.
Good answer to it. These rainwater standing everywhere over here.
Some big puddles here on 29.
We'll have a wet year like we had last year.
A good start, right?
Could be worse. It could be snow.
But at least we'd be sitting at the house.
I wouldn't be.
I don't care if they didn't get their paper for a few days.
Some of my retired customers, you'll get a different view of that.
I can imagine. KN4TFW.
Friday. Yeah, I get tickled at my older customers. Last time it snowed, I showed up with the paper. One lady just said, oh my goodness, we are going to get our paper today. I thought, you'd have to stay home. Boy, she was excited. I didn't know what... I thought she was going to pass out.
We're the only thing that they get all day, right?
Probably, but they look for that paper now. They don't mind telling you. Where's my paper?
Same stuff, different day, I would imagine.
Say swap. What's in one is in the other one tomorrow, and vice versa. That's what happens when the same company owns both papers.
They can't get two different opinions for sure. Man, I see on the car lot, they got the hoods open on the cars with the rain just pouring in. That surely that can't be good.
It'll be clean.
So.
Looking at anything major at work today, or you think it's going to be a sort of a hide under the radar?
A couple of new little tasks on me in that, but it shouldn't be nothing major. No major projects or anything coming up.
Everything goes smooth for you and you'll get them done real quick.
Man, yesterday was a really fast day for some reason.
I can feel it was awful yesterday. The day of, if it could go wrong, it did.
That.
Just hit the heck with it and stretched out and took me a nap.
Will solve a lot of problems.
It's leaking.
KN4TFW.
Okay, Friday. I'm going to send you a email address. It's a sports place. And they've got a lot of good stuff. Plus, they've got ammo. And if they don't have it, they put you on alert. And as soon as it comes in, and if you're next man in line, you get what you want.
Good deal.
I researched something, but I saw a site a guy had posted, and this site had 9mm rounds, and they were selling them in the box of 1,000 rounds at a time, and they were like $235.
That's a good price. Man, the gas at this one station keeps going down for some reason. I got it yesterday for $2.02. It's $2.01 now when everybody else is $2.17.
Five over this way. If I remember right, $2.26.
Went to get me a couple of little shelving racks, some extra heavy-duty shelving racks to put in the garage to stack a bunch of stuff on. And I ended up having to go all the way to Gaffney to get them.
So how?
New online, and the only Lowe's that had it was the one in Spartanburg. And then when I got there, they had one, and the other one was the display, and they weren't going to take down the display, just had more coming in. So then they said, well, Gaffney's got 21. Well, damn, I was already halfway there. So I went up there and picked up those two, and then we came back and put them together, and me and Mama kind of rearranged the garage a little bit.
The lady keeps you busy.
Organize where you can at least find it.
Because once you put it out in plain sight, you'll never see it again. Hoover up one time, put it up in plain sight. I needed it, went looking for it, couldn't find it, and it was right there under my nose.
Up, up, and I still haven't found it.
Done that. 20 years from now, when we're gone, the kids will find it and say, oh, this is what Daddy was looking for.
Slate turkey calls. And I'll be dogged, I don't know what I did with that thing.
You're good with one of those slate turkey calls. My throat. I can mimic a hen pretty good. So, always been lucky with that.
Never been able to do it like that.
as I could. A friend of mine had an old wild Tom there in the pen. I walked over and did it, and I thought he was going to go crazy. I said, yep, I got it just right. I can get you a turkey this year.
I know there's some up there in Westminster, and I just had to see what, you know, what I'm doing at that time.
Cut it off the bone, salt, pepper, and flour. Put it in flour and deep frying.
Good like that. I don't think that I've ever had wild turkey.
It tastes like old domesticated turkey. Deep fried. The guy I used to work with, he used to go and shoot beavers and cut the hindquarters out, take them home and bake them.
That'd be pretty tasty from what I hear, KN4TFW.
Not too much like a rat to me.
Be right, he's just a water rat.
Cat. The people are raising cane about that pipeline being stopped.
First thing he did was just kill, you know, between the U.S. and Canada, you know, bumping, you know, almost 100,000 jobs. And then I saw, I don't know how true it is, it looked like it was a picture of like a TV that was showing the news or whatever, and the bottom down there was, you know, talking about the pipeline, and it says Biden administration tells pipeline workers to get another job.
Thing I can say is they wanted it, they got what they asked for, and it's just a start.
And I reposted it on my Facebook. It showed a picture of the White House and a sign above, and a sign on the front of it said Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I saw that. I like it. Where they got him on a riding a donkey, and it says a honky. Got a honky on a donkey in the White House.
Move that car off the interstate this week.
I need to tell my son with state transport police to go look at it and find out what's going on with it.
He gone yesterday when I came through.
Keep on the side of the Issaquena Trail, which is one of the roads here in Clemson. It lasted about 2 days before they jerked it up.
Usually don't leave them there very long.
Looking Jeep Cherokee now. I don't know what was wrong with it, but next night when I rode by, somebody had taken the tag off or stolen the tag. Rain is now gone to a sprinkle over here. How about over your way?
Yeah, it's starting to rain pretty good up here towards Spartanburg. I'm up here at 85 and 26, and it's coming down pretty good.
About an hour ago, it was pouring bad.
It was a nasty day. It was just stayed foggy all day.
They're alerted out for Greenville's west side that it was going to be extremely foggy up to about 7 or 8 o'clock.
Right about 9 o'clock, it was really foggy at the house, but it's all gone this morning.
Two of the evils, I would pick rain over fog any day. AP for ID. For some odd reason, traffic's picking up over this way.
Yeah, heavier this morning for some reason. I don't know why. KN4TFW.
Trying to get the jump on the rain, I reckon.
Hit and miss all day, isn't it?
When are we supposed to get it all day? I'm on the radio this morning.
How's he doing?
Seems like he's doing pretty good. He's on the way to work.
Yesterday for a minute or two.
His day off.
I'm running about 10, 15 minutes early this morning.
You was there? because I guess it wasn't 5 minutes that Tim had signed off.
To work and that, and I only been doing 55 and 60 out here on the interstate, and the speed limit 70.
Better to be safe than sorry. I got your big old biscuit.
Yeah, homegrown cheddar biscuit with some sausage inside of it this morning.
Look at, I might slip over and snatch it.
9 o'clock break, if I had me a little bowl of cereal and a piece of sausage this morning.
Cereal the other day, and for some reason, I started itching and breaking out. I don't know, I hadn't had the Cocoa Puffs in a while. I mean, well, probably 4 or 5 years, and they never affected me like that before.
Cereal?
Because I was fine before I ate it. And while I ate it, and then about 10 minutes after I got done, I was cracking like an old bear. Sure to be getting that cereal. Getting the rest of that cereal.
Yeah, every once in a while I get me a box of them Cocoa Pebbles and just can't resist.
My body's saying, no, you're supposed to be eating the Bow Biscuit, not cereal. But I have to be in the mood for it.
More oatmeal with some brown sugar and some butter on it. Oh, man, you can't beat it.
Honey.
With honey on it.
Missing some.
Thank you. I'm headed down the drive to the gate. And that's, I'll say 73. Enjoyed it this morning and hope you have an awesome day and stay safe and dry anyway. And I hope to get you in the morning, KN4TFW.
And enjoyed the QSO this morning and hopefully catch you in the morning. Be careful on the way home. And need me, all you got to do is holler. I'll be there. So KN4NAP sending 73.